that it's going to stick. There are substantive issues where we can have a broad discussion about her leadership and her capabilities to be president. I think that's all legitimate. The health question is a legitimate concern, but that will be addressed when she releases her health records. And as I said before, Chris, if there's no there, let's move on and have that debate about the future of the country.
Yeah, let's talk about guts here, by the way. And, you know, Karl Rove's guts compared to her guts. OK, she goes up in New York. I never give her enough credit for this. But more I think about how tricky it is. She went up to New York to run for the United States Senate in a state she really never lived in. She could have been pounded up there.
Right.
She could have. You don't know. Nobody knows the vagaries of the voter or the strange things that happen in an election.
Right.
She could have been humiliated. But she said, no, I'm going to put my head out there in the ringer. I'm going to take that what comes to me. I'm going to do something on my own, not just because I'm first lady. I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to prove myself.
Right.
And she did it, damn it. And she did it. And Karl Rove never did anything like that. He was always hiding behind his W. You know, it's a lot easier to hide behind a candidate than to be the candidate. I'll tell you.